Still saved. Have a little thought tonight. Just to be of encouragement to the saints. St. Matthew's 16th chapter. And we'll read starting at 13th verse. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." And he saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven.
Yes.
And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Seemed like this morning or the other day, the thought is coming to me about that the church of God, how that the church of God is going on. It's not going to go down. And I want to share that thought with us a little bit this evening. Church is going on. We have a song in our song book to that effect. But the church is going on. It's not going down. You know, we live in a time when it seems like there are so many people that are going away from the church and are not acquainted with God, that it seems like there's so few going this way that the enemy would discourage us. But I want to encourage us not to be downhearted, not to be discouraged because it seems like we are few in number, but to be encouraged to go forward in spiritual things, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of God. You know, I wonder, how is it that it could be? Well, the thought comes to me that the church of God, it's not a man-made institution. It's not something that men have organized. It's not a building here on the earth. You know, some people feel that they go to church at a certain building, and that is their church. But I thank the Lord, there is a concept that's mentioned among us from time to time, and that is that the church goes to church. You know, that is a real concept to get a hold of, that we are the church of God. Jesus Christ came into our lives. It's not that we just accepted Him as our personal Savior, but He came into our lives. We opened the door and we let Him in, and He had an effect on us. And when we did that, He's going to gather all of His saints together to bring us into one great body that's willing to serve Him. There's going to be an institution. There is an institution in the earth whereby men that all want to serve the Lord can come together and worship Him in freedom, in righteousness, and in holiness. It is said that we should serve the Lord in spirit and in truth, and that is the church of God. We are able to come together and worship the Lord because the Spirit of God inspires and leads each one of us, and He moves in us to make us an encouragement and a blessing one to another. Each one of us can sing our part in the body of Christ when we've let Christ come into our lives and we're living a godly and a righteous and a holy life. We can lift up our hearts and lift up our minds, you know, and see that God is on high. He's reigning in our hearts today. He has a place, and we've given Him a place to reign in. And you know, when a king is reigning, he's reigning in real splendor and in glory. And that's the way He can be in every one of our hearts. You know, you'd be so happy and blessed in your soul to be able to go in unto a king in the earthly sense, so to speak. You'd be glad if someone said, "I want you to come in and meet this king of Faisal or whoever it is of Saudi Arabia." You'd be so old. You'd look at the man and you'd watch how he moved and how he walked. But you know, when it comes to looking at Christ, one reigning in our hearts today, we can look at Him and we can look right in us and we can see just exactly how He's moving in our hearts today.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
moving in our hearts today in a blessed and a holy way, in a way that's inspiring to us, in a way that's uplifting to us, in a way so that He encourages us to move right on. This scripture here said that upon this rock, Jesus Christ, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. You know, in other words, everything that the devil can bring against the church of God, it will not be able to prevail. I thank the Lord that the scripture says that He will not suffer more to come upon us than we can ably bear. You know, we are the church of God. It's not anything can come upon us that we cannot bear. You know, in order for the devil to get rid of the church in us, in the earth, he's got to get rid of us. He got to get rid of us. Get us off the scene. Get the people that are living for God, he's got to get God out of their hearts. And that's a tough thing to do. As long as we're yielding ourselves to please the Lord and let Him work in us, the devil cannot get God out of our hearts. That's how it is that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Well, you know, we live in a time when it seemed like each one of us, the enemy wants to kind of separate us off and attack us. And we have so many different kinds of problems and burdens that it seems like, and some of them we can't share with anybody else because of the nature of the type of problem. We don't feel at liberty, or we don't want to reveal this kind of a problem, or whatever the case may be. And there it is. Sometimes the enemy, he wants to get you alone and wear you down and get you discouraged. But I want you to know that at the time when the enemy comes in like a flood, one scripture says that the Spirit of God, He will lift up a standard against him. And what is that standard? It is a standard of righteousness. It is a standard of holiness and purity. It's a standard of standing on the Word of God. That's what every one of us is to do today when we find ourselves alone and fighting the battles that we have to fight. We need to realize that God is here to lift up a standard, and we want Him to lift up a standard, and we want it to be in our lives. We want to get a hold to it that is encouraging us to press on and not be discouraged. You know, we're in times when it seems like the enemy wants to come against our minds. He wants to just bombard your mind and make you feel like this thing, this battle that you're fighting, it's an impossible thing. But I want you to know that nothing is impossible with God. God can do all things. Then Paul said that I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. In other words, that if it's Christ that's strengthening us, therefore we can do all things. And you know, that is certainly true. But if you get out and get alone and start trying to do things on your own, you'll find the limit of your strength. And when you get to the limit of your strength, there it is, the devil will crowd in upon your mind, and he'll back you up into a corner, and he'll let you know, so to speak, that there is no way out of this thing but to go back on the Lord. But you know, we need to be encouraged. Be encouraged, saints. We might be backed into a corner sometime, but we don't have to stay there, and we don't have to take the devil's way out. We can stand there and fight. Fight the devil. The devil is a spirit. He's a spirit that's loose in the earth, and he's roaming to and fro, going about seeking whom he may devour. That is what he's doing. But you know, we don't have to let him get a hold of us, but we can stand up and resist the devil. You know, he's coming against us. We all know that. But he cannot prevail against the church. Are you a part of the church? That is the question. You know, Christ, he is in the church. He's moving in the church, and he's wanting to do a great thing with us. Saints, let's lift up our eyes and realize that we still have a Savior. We still have a healer. We still have one that can hear and work out our troubles and our problems. We have one that'll hold us up when we're in times of difficulty, when it seems like we try to do our best and it seems like we've fallen so short. And the enemy, he just comes in with all kind of accusations. But don't let the devil accuse you. Stop him right there and say, devil, I'm going to resist you in the name of the Lord, and I'm going to go forward anyway. You know, I thank the Lord. He's a good God to us. He's a good God.
Praise the Lord.
Now, I thank the Lord this thought that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you know, he comes in like a flood sometimes. He just comes in. You know how a flood is, how we picture a flood? I have never been personally in a flood and seen it all around me, water to the waist. I've never seen it just like that. My only memory of a flood is, it's like I've seen, I think at one time I've seen a river overflowing its banks, or a thing overflowing its bank, a big, like, passage of water. I think I've seen something like that only one time in my life. But a flood, I heard one time that a flood was, it was something where it was a big noise, a flash flood. The river's coming out of its banks. Sound like a train coming your way. Leaves and branches and limbs and trees and debris and trash and all kind of things just coming on down your way. And as the big wall of water would hit one house maybe after another, or cars or whatever it is, there it comes, everything just crashing on down. And people, when they can tell when there's been a flood warning out, and then you hear that noise, if you haven't headed for high ground, no doubt can it strikes you, and you begin to head for high ground if you can make it. And so it is, you make a run for it. But saints of God, we need never run from the devil. We can stand there and resist him in the hottest fight, in the hottest battle that he can bring our way. You know, when a flood comes, in comes all this noise, and maybe you can hear it two or three blocks off, but this noise coming on down, and then after a while you see the big wall of water coming and sweeping things away. Things maybe that have stood up for years, but it's sweeping them away as if it's just a bunch of matchbox sticks, so to speak. But there, I want us to realize that the natural flood, it can take away some houses like that. But you know, Jesus Christ can be in us so that when the enemy comes about like a flood, we can stand up and stand true. The flood can come rise, all kind of noise and commotion, debris and trash, everything coming right on down by us. But we can stand there and stand in the Lord. It says that when all these things come like a flood, he'll lift up a standard against it all. You know, that is the only thing that'll hold a saint of God. When all things around about you begin to move and fall, some of them simply be moved away with the flood, but the Lord can enable us to stand true and to stay right there in the midst of it all.
Amen.
Oh, there's another thing, a song he says, like a rock in the billows.
Yes.
You know, a rock in the billows.
Amen.
A rock in the billows, we think of the picture of a waves crashing on the big stones and boulders on the ocean coastline. Like a rock in the billows. The waves come up, and you see them coming up, and they just crash, splash, go everywhere, but the rock stands. That's the way it should be with us. Let's look forward to being able to stand. Stand when the billows come crashing against us. To be able to stand and be encouraged. I want to read this little verse over here in Isaiah 59 and 19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him.
That's it.
A standard of righteousness and holiness.
That's it.
When the enemy comes and he sends winds of doctrine coming along your way. Winds of doctrine. Things coming by the cunning sleight and deceptiveness and of men coming around. Things that would confuse and move people off their stand. The Spirit of God will lift up a standard against them.
Praise the Lord.
That's to an honest soul. You have a promise. To an honest soul that's desiring to be close to the Lord. To one that has the fear of God on your heart. To one that appreciates the dealings of the Lord. You have a promise. That when these things begin to come all around you. And so to speak, as it were, you stand there and you see one person going back on this side and another going back on that side. And everywhere you turn around, it looks like it's easy to see one here and one there, going the other direction, going away from God. It takes something to stand. Saints of God, stand. It takes something to stand there, but not only stand there, I think of the thought this morning about our integrity. It takes something to stand there, but it takes something to stand and not be moved and changed and shifted by what you see. Because as we see things, it's only natural that our mind begin to think, well, what about this? Well, let's review this thing. Is this really right? Is it? And we think about that. And it comes to our mind. And the enemy, he wants to come in there and add his little bit to it. But we need to be able to say, after we think about it a minute, we can say, oh no, I know this is right. I know this is right. In other words, I have proved it. I've read it in the Scripture. I've listened to it over the pulpit under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. I have accepted it into my life. I read it and understood it and studied it out myself. And I have lived it and gotten a hold to it for myself. And I know it's right. In other words, when I see others all around me going back, I can stand. You know, we have that song there, The Solid Rock. When all around about you is going... Where is it? When all around... It's not here, is it? When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. That's not the song. Is it? My anchor hold. Listen, is it?
Number 51.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame of holy leaving me. Oh, Lord. Yes, that's it. Third verse. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. Thank the Lord. The solid rock. Jesus Christ, the solid rock. The one that will not be moved. You will be moved if you don't have the Spirit of the Lord in you lifting up a stand. The Spirit of the Lord, that's what's important to get a hold of. To have the Lord indwelling inside of us and have Him lifting up a standard. This standard is something that has to be lifted up within. Something inside of us that says, Lord, I acknowledge you and I'm living for you. I'm doing my very best. I've done my best up to now. And I can't understand why it seems so many people want to go away from you, Lord. And you know what the Lord will tell you? Listen here. You settle down. You're going to see some go away.
Yeah.
But you stay true. You stay true. That takes the Lord to lift us up like this. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against the things that the enemy would bring against us. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up that standard.
Praise the Lord.
The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Let's be encouraged. Let's be encouraged. We live and we believe and we live a old time teaching and gospel. We live a gospel and teaching that many have given up long ago. It is a gospel and teaching of principle of righteousness. It's one where we live a conscientious life. Many professors of Christianity have left that long ago. They have let down the barriers. They have let down the standard to the point where people can come in and be in and amongst their midst in their church and not have God in their heart at all.
Right.
And still be accepted in full fellowship.
Right.
But in the church of God, you know, today, we still are a body of people that are pure, holy, living for God to all we know and understand. We're still that way. And if someone comes in amongst us that professes to be one of us, and yet they don't have God in their heart and not being led of the Holy Spirit, listen, that person is going to have some difficulty blending in with the saints. Now, that's old-time teaching and doctrine. I believe that.
Amen.
Many people have left it off. Just go on and go their own way. But you know, when you cut loose from the things that have stood through the years, you begin to wander, and you wander along until you're searching and you're trying to deal with questions that God never intended for you to deal with.
That's right.
I think of... The thoughts come to me lately of so many of the ethical questions that the doctors are trying to deal with today. And they're saying, well, is it ethically right to remove a person from life support equipment? No. How can we do this morally? And doctors are wringing their hands over these questions. They're very much wrought up by these things. I believe that much. They're dealing with them, and they have maybe lawyers dealing with them, and, you know, different people dealing with the ethics. And so it is at the loss of any life. If they don't have a hand in it, they feel that there has to be something wrong. But they themselves don't know how to handle the question. They don't have what it takes to walk up and pull the plug. Say that's the end of it. They, most of them, don't. They're wrenching over those questions and worrying about them. They don't know what to do and what to say. You know what? God never intended for man to try to figure out when another man was supposed to die.
Right.
And when they embarked down that pathway, that's when they got into those troubled questions.
Yes.
And once they're down the pathway, they don't have the answer for that. And they still don't have the answer for it. And after they think about it a while, one of these days they'll come up and they'll try to quantify something to say, well, this is the answer to that. But almost certainly, it will be a wrong conclusion. Wrong conclusion. Do you see how that sometimes when you begin to go off and deal with problems and questions and work things out on your own and do one thing and another, that after a while when you get down that road, you begin to face questions that God never intended for you to face. Never intended for you to deal with those questions. And you don't have the answers, and He's not giving them to you. He just leaves you up to your devices and just think about it and worry about it and talk about it and discuss it. And after a while, you'll be like anybody else that sits around, gets together, and has their own righteousness, and you set a standard, and that's that. Whether or not God believes or is backing you up in that at all, you'll set up something. But there are people today, when they get there, God won't be there to help them with the questions. But saints of God, we don't have to be led away. It said, don't be led away with the error of the wicked.
That's right.
Don't be led away with those errors. Don't go after them.
Amen.
Let them go.
Amen.
You probably can't keep them from going anyway.
That's right.
See? Mm-hmm. Just let them go.
Mm-hmm.
If God can't keep them from going, I don't think you will.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But one thing we can do, and that is keep ourselves right. Amen. And be able to discern when the Spirit of the Lord begins to tell you, da, 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 da. Don't you think about that.
Amen.
Don't you pick that thought up. Don't you begin to deal with that. When He tells you that, you leave it alone. That is, the Spirit of the Lord began to lift up a standard. He's telling you there's something there you don't need to mess with. Don't mess with it. Leave it alone. Anything that a saint of God should think about and consider should be something that will help them attain to be more like God.
Yes.
And if you're dealing with some of these questions and problems, and you might say, me and sitting around talking with each other trying to solve the problems of the world, and none of us have anything to do with any of them. Sometimes people do that with spiritual things. Saints standing around talking about things, trying to deal with things that they don't have anything to do with, and trying to solve them. Really trying to solve them. Well, leave it just God. Don't think about things that are not going to draw you closer to God. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church.
Thank the Lord.
We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone.
Amen.
In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. We are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. In this time that we live in, saints, we are brought together by a common bond.
Yes.
Our message to the world is come out of sin.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. That's what we encourage. Come out of sin.
That's right. Yes.
And we mean come out of sin with no compromises.
Yes.
Let the weights of sin drop off.
Amen.
When you get saved,
yes,
you give your heart to the Lord, stop sin.
Yes.
Stop the sin business altogether.
Amen.
There has to be a conversion that takes place inside, in your heart. You become converted, turned around, changed. And when this is what happens to anybody that comes into the church of God.
That's right.
Anybody. This happens to anybody. They have to be converted. And this brings a common bond to all saints. No sin. And a desire to please God. Give my heart to the Lord. Give my life to the Lord. And whatever He wants, I'm willing to give it. Without any reservation. Amen. Whatever the Lord wants. You know, so many today, Christianity as a whole, nominal Christianity, they don't teach that standard. They don't teach leave sin alone. Many of them teach that you're going to slip every so often. But you can always ask the Lord, see. They say, you have an advocate with the Father.
Yes.
See? And so you can call upon Him, and He'll go to the Father, and you'll be forgiven of your sin. But the Church of God, we hold that the Scripture teaches, and the Scriptures do teach,
yes,
that we can live free from sin.
Yes.
We can live free from sin today, tonight,
yes,
tomorrow, and the next day,
the
and the next day, and the next week.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yes.
And the next month, and the next month, and throughout this year, and the next 2 years, consistently,
amen,
continuously,
that's right,
consecutive months, consecutive years, without having sinned.
Thank God. Amen.
That is the standard of the Church of God.
Yes.
And anything that's less than that, the Church of God will let you go on with your teaching and your doctrine.
That's
go
right.
on. You can go on with it, but we will never bow.
That's right.
Never, never, never.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Church of God is not going down.
No.
It's not on the verge of collapse.
That's right.
It's not being bombed into oblivion.
That's right.
See? It's not being split up and divided.
That's right.
See? It's none of that. Nothing that the devil does can prevail against the Church of God. And the Church of God is going to be the habitation of God through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
See? It's going to be there as long as there is a Holy Spirit in the world.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, therefore, you could say, well, when you find a termination to the life of the Holy Spirit in the world, then you got a termination to the Church of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep finding that termination.
Mm-hmm.
It never comes to an end.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The gates of hell will never prevail against the Church of God. We are an habitation of God through the Spirit. That's what we are. Spirit of God working in us, through us, teaching us, guiding us, comforting us, holding us up, encouraging us, putting the fire under us, feeding the flame spiritually under us, while the enemy is the only one that is trying to discourage. Anytime that you face anything that is trying to pull you down or discourage you, discount and set at naught any of the teachings that tend to godliness and holiness, you can identify the devil around there somewhere. Just stop a moment and say, no, wait a minute. Let me get to looking around here. And when you get to looking around, you'll find him. He's around there somewhere. Amen. And he's not flesh and blood.
That's
Amen.
Right.
That's right.
We don't labor against flesh and blood. We don't fight against that. Our weapons are not carnal. See? God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the devil is a spirit too.
Right.
And he's real. It's a real spirit. So when we see people going astray, we can identify the devil, but we have to recognize that devil is not those people. But those people are under the influence and the spirit of the devil, of the enemy of our souls.
Amen.
Amen.